What's up, guys? Thanks. Welcome back to the channel. What's up, guys?
Hey, you there. Hey, your mom, you there. Adam cheering here. Okay, all right. So, y'all, where's be at? It's ballet time, okay?
There's too much booty in the pants. There's too much booty in the pants.
I bet you y'all ain't know nothing about that. Too much booty in the pants. All right, y'all. So, that isn't a dance theater ballet. Okay, this is where we let theater. Kenya looks good. Kenya looks real good. Wait a minute, can we get this on a motherfucking playback? Read black, read black, 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 bloop, bloop. Leave it a presentation. All right, so Kenya's looking really, really fine. And you know, Kenya, because I wasn't trying to say that. I wasn't trying to say that she was a bad body last time. Yo, it's not what I was trying to say. I'm just saying, Serene got you beat, nigga. She got you beat. Sheree got a bunch of it won't quit, okay? But all y'all fine. For real, for real. Kenya looks good. Got her new partner and everything, y'all. You know, she done traded places on us. But I say it's a quick check trade. Ain't nothing but the upside of the hand, y'all. Kenya, did you just say the man good in bed? What? And okay. So Kenya says at some point in another in the scene that what she was telling the people at the WitcherCon, the damn interview with people that the new boy is good in bed. The Caucasian persuasion is good in bed, but she just like they not been dating it long. And remember when she was dating the bald head personal trainer? The crazy guy Derek, like his name was, who knows? Mark, Mike, Derek? Well, Mark, not Mark, y'all, not Mark. Mark is baby daddy. Hired husband, divorcee.
But who knows?
I don't know. I don't know if they got married. But Chell, I do know that she made that personal trainer wait for about 6 months or some shit like that. So I guess all the rules go out the door after 40. All right, move forward. I mean, that could be so. So right here, look at saying your fake ass sister. You know, because she stayed calling and saying your names and shit. Talking about her. She is, So she's very sneaky, the sister, very conniving. I don't like the mind games that she plays on Sanya. Thank goodness for her husband. Because these people would be to bled her dry, have her in a fucking locked away in a room and only able to come out to make the goddamn money and shit. Have her as a reverse leprechaun. Okay. So this is ridiculous. They're definitely abusive. Okay. Because you can't. And then the mom sit, and this is no offense to your mother, but she did sit up there on that confessional. And agreed with your sister when she's talking all this shit about you. Like, you don't know how to think. And you're a dimwit. All this stupid shit. All this disrespectful stupid shit. And so it's just like, she was just complaining about you feeding her kids out of time, out of turn and shit. And it was so detrimental that she had to call you a name about it, right? All this shit. So you would think that she wants to get the hell out your home. Now here we is that you're telling her that you guys are coming to that point. And it's just like, okay, well, huh? Are you sure that's what you want? Girl, it don't matter. What the fuck about what you want? Ain't you a grown ass woman, girl? When is you gonna like when are you gonna be the queen of your castle? Cause you're I don't like her sister. I don't like her sister. And the sister is acting outwardly. What the mother is feeling in the shadows, okay? And I don't like it. Quietly co-signing this shit. Why this girl is manipulative and conniving all up against your daughter. But you chose sides, huh? But she sit up there and she just keep her hands busy like she ain't choosing there, not another. Nope, she's just busy working for Sanya Joe. Okay, girl. I'm glad you getting them the fuck up out of there because I said episode day one. They got to fucking go. They been had to go. Bitch, you're not going to call me no dimwit in my motherfucking house. That sister is burning rage jealous of Sanya. She is burning rage, jealous of Sang. I'm talking about she, if they ever fought, she would tear Sang to shreds. Like, you would see all the hatred. Ugh, girl, it's creepy. And I see it in the eyes. Move forward. Marlo. I'm not sure why Marlo was dressed like a dead bird.
China dreams. It was horrendous. It was sickening. It was disgusting. Her eyes.
I don't know why that happened, okay? But it did. And she looks submerged, so I'm not really sure what... I usually report right after each, every single, thing, and then I ain't do it this time, and my allergies been kicking up, y'all, and shout out to Vanderpump Rules. I binge-watched that shit for a whole... It took me almost a week, but I got it done, and I'm so tired. This is like my fourth day in a row. Going to sleep late and waking up at 7:40 in the morning, going to getting up early, child. So my voice isn't everything, it's everything, yeah, child. Oh, okay, so Marlo was robbed. So Marlo was talking about how she's getting a gun and everything like that because she got to protect her and the boys. That's such a shame. That's such a shame after all these years. You know, all that run around, and you don't have a man there to make those decisions and, do those things and everything for you. That's a shame. Yeah, girls, ball till you fall. You will fall. Goes for you two boys. Because here's my concern. My concern is what happens when you get older? Because isn't that what you strive to live as long as you can? So when you get old, what about those days when you get sick and you don't feel like going out running to the store and getting no cold allergy flu medicine supplies, okay? What happens then? Nobody gets it for you. What about nobody feels like making the tea? It's only you. You don't have nobody. You know, my goodness gracious, this is a mess. Ugh, I swear. It's turning the whole culture into a fucking lonely-ass motherfucking life for people. And somebody's going on forward. And forward we shall. So she pops up in here. This bitch. I'm going to call her corny-ass Olivia Nope, okay? Because Marlo O.S. should have had it known how to expunge her own record by now, okay? The information is free on every state website. So is she becoming Inspector Gadget? Talking about how to find out about the crime at OLG. Oh, that's all of a bullshit. What the fuck is she talking about? Now, I know she has a personal... Now, listen. There is... something to be said about a number of shootings at a particular, establishment, and to the point where it has affected the life of a co-cast member, and you act like you don't know? Girl, Marlo got a point. It's just that the point should have been made, okay? So at this point, Marlo's got a point. Candy, you need to come through and make the difference. At 12 minutes and 25 seconds, Courtney contradicted herself. Talking about the culture Candy creates causes the shootings. But on episode 3, she said she loved the ghetto. She said she is the ghetto. So if she cultivates a culture that's the ghetto in the one episode and you love it, but in the next episode you with Marlo and you talking about you, that's the kind of culture that she creates. Something that is a result of Marlo's friend passing. So, Courtney is bullshit. Marlo, you could have found your own resources on how to expunge your fucking record, girl. Bye. That's some shit that you should have already been had it done before you turn 18 years old, or at least by 21. We're going to move it forward. All right. Sheree's at the doctor's office with this very lovely doctor and a beautiful smile. Love her sister locks. I think they're sister locks. So, and I mean, that's about the only time you can wear your hair blonde, because even, with that blonde sun-kissed with the highlights and all that, the honey blonde is then, because everybody know it, even Beyonce went back to dark hair, child, because at the end of the day, that shit, outside of a wig, okay, because at the end of the day, even for the white women, it weighs on your hair and breaks your hair. I mean, I tried it, because of that damn bleach blonde, child, that shit'll tear you up. Tap your hair, your great hair.
But in any way, they're talking about fibroids. Sheree suffers from fibroids. This is terrible because she just got in a relationship with this man. You know, thank goodness that he's an ex-married man. So if he really cares for Sheree, then he'll have patience for her. And he'll understand. And he'll know. He'll have patience when it comes down to her not wanting to always, or not even not wanting to, but not being able to have sex, because fibroids are painful as shit. I know from personal experience. Fibroids are painful AF. And you know, it's fibroids make sex next to impossible to have. It can be so painful. Thankfully for me, and also pregnancy can take away your fibroids. And in some cases I've heard that it makes it worse, but and in some cases it makes it cures it. Thank God I was just starting to get fibroids. Well, not thank God that I was just starting to get it, but thank God when I became pregnant, it healed them. It healed the fibroids. And it's crazy because I had stopped drinking like alcohol, and then I was on my way to completely quit everything. And then I just went to wine. And then as I was letting off the wine, I was getting I found out that I was like, these knots and pains were like fibroids. And then I became pregnant, and then next thing you know, the fibroids went away. They just, one day they were gone. And so I talked to my doctor about that too. And she was like, well, the good thing is, you know, that you're pregnant, this may cure your fibroids. And it did. And they didn't come back. Thank the Lord. And I pray they don't come back. I am not sure, but I would say probably do your research on that. I think there is a direct connection with fibroids and drinking alcohol. I believe that Cynthia had fibroids as well. I know that Bravo is a big drinking culture, a big wine drinking culture, the entire genre. If you like, everybody's always drinking, there's always a party, everybody's always drinking. Like, that's always literally, it's a precipice when shit happens. You know what I'm saying? For when shit happens. So, I mean, it's always there. That's always an element. And that can be dangerous for you in your, you know, as you're maturing in life in multiple ways, but especially for women. And again, it is painful to have sex. So you do not want to get, you don't want to have fibroids. If you want to deny, as a woman, if you don't want to have sex, you want to be able to say you don't want to because you don't want to, you don't feel like it, you're not in the mood, or you're busy or whatever, but to have something stop you from doing that, stand in the way of it, and because it's a beautiful thing when a man and a woman mate, right? Not just mating, period, right? So then you have something that stands in the way of that, and you can't do it, you can't like secure that bond, you can't perform that action, like that actually hurts. It actually hurts your pride as a woman. And again, getting fibroids at a young age and you're dating, that's going to be really, really And so even older dating, so just dating period, having fibroids, wow. So, and then she's dating Martell, who is a known cheater. And I have to say that because, I mean, he did, you know what I'm saying? And in the worst kind of way, after he'd made a commitment to another woman. So, yeah, I really am feeling for Sheree in this moment about the fibroids. So, Sang is getting made up too. Not really sure where she's going. A memento for favors. Yeah, I'm not sure of the dynamic with Sanya and her mom and all that. I'm really not certain, but just my take on it, in all due respect. You know, so first let's start with the brother. Okay, no, fuck it, the mother. All right, so you're sitting there, and we're with the husband. When you're sitting directly next to the husband, you're like on Sanya's side, and you understand, and you even had something to chime in and said that you knew that something was going on as soon as your son, her brother, didn't answer like the emails or whatever. But when you are talking to the producers at Bravo, the camera, us to the confessional, you know, the sisters going all off, saying shit things about your daughter. And I mean, they're not nice or positive. And you're in agreement. There was even a moment where you nodded. You nodded in agreement. Like, yes, nod. You know what I'm saying? And so, it's giving that there may be some, I know there's some contention between you and her, but it's something that you're not freely to share around your husband. So I'm wondering, is it a situation where there's something about her that reminds you of him and you already have to take some sort of a second, kind of like a back seat? So now you got to take like a back seat with Sanya's situation, with her success, but even though you're benefiting from it, is that the contention? Or is it the way he looks at her? That's it, the apple of his eye sort of thing. Because there's a lot of wives that are jealous of their children and their daughters when it as it pertains to the attention that they get from the fathers. I've seen that over and over again. So that's just a question, right? The brother, that's real fucked up. And I would not hire him back. And it's a dub because he was just complaining about working for you. What the fuck? Who complains, bro? It's tax-free money. You got to pay your own taxes on it. Like, it's your sister and you have a place to stay. What the fuck are you complaining? So anyways, he's complaining about how she's always got something going on. So that means his job's real busy, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Then she says, well, you guys gotta go because we need our own space. And he's pissed. He quits the job. That's fucking stupid. You gotta leave. And you know your sister's not gonna leave your ass out there. So then you're gonna quit your fucking job. So then you're not even gonna work. So now you're gonna live in her house for free now. Because now you're not gonna do shit. Like, bro. It doesn't matter, family or not. Sometimes people are just pieces of shit, Sanya. Okay? And I ain't saying no names. All right, moving forward. So, they're on a party bus. And it's like, I don't understand why they're going. They said they were going to a party. And it sounds like it's the kind of party where there's going to be people that are like half their age. And I'm going to get some, you know, I'm going to watch this really quickly to refresh my memory on it. But in my, in my notes, I put that they're going to a party, basically, people half their age. And this is something I actually had to literally note down, is that the fact that, you know, when we were 20, we can go get into 40 and over clubs. You know what I'm saying? Isn't it kind of fucked up how 40-year-olds can just dibble and dabble wherever they want? You know what I mean? You can go in the 40-year-old club, 30-year-old club, the 20-year-old club. Shit, you probably can get in the 50-year-old and over club and say you lost your ID. And you know what I mean? You're aging gracefully and shit. Yeah, I don't know. Life's not fair. All that kind of shit. Okay, so yeah, it was some kind of HBCU party. So that's a college thing, right? So like I said, happy age. I knew it. It was something indicating people happy age they partying with. So then the bus, everybody's coughing and shit. Hey, y'all notice how after that shit, everybody's got allergies. Or everybody, they said it was going to heighten the situation if anything you had going on was going to work. But this is fucked up in a thing because I'm talking about, did you see them in there? Even Sanya said something, but Kenya looked at her like she was out of fucking mind because she was the first person that cleared her throat. She cleared her throat. Kenya coughed. The other one coughed. This is a freaking mess. You know, you bitches that done this to us, you know you gonna pay, right? Mm-hmm. The long way. Long forward. So they on a party bus. And they is talking about, chill. I don't know why Sanya brought up future baby mother eating Future's ass. Ain't no chill. I didn't expect for nobody on the bus, not even the motherfucking mouse in the corner waiting on that old ass ball Panera bread or Starbucks egg that Drew was that even Drew Marietta? That Marietta was eating on Drew. Don't let Drew eat no shit like that. Drew would pack her own damn breakfast, is what Drew would have done. That old ass egg she was eating on. Shout out. So Not even a mouse in the corner had anything to do with that. Was going to be like, oh yes, I'm eating ass. No, nobody was doing that. Here in the fuck, could you believe it? Of all people, it was Kenya. It was Kenya that come around them corners, talk about she's an eating the earth. She's eating the earth. And don't look at this one right here. Don't look like she cupping some ass right here. I just had to point that out right there. Look like she cupping some ass in that moment. I'm trying to tell you, I wish I would have known that about ass eating Kenya. Gross. I wish I'd have known that about her. I can't see her. I can't see her cup her hands and smile ever again in life. You know what I'm saying? I'll never be able to see that. I'll never be able to see her cupping her hands like that without feeling like that. Thinking about her eating ass. So we here back at the dance ballet studio. And all our ladies is fine as shit. Sanya does need to take a hit of some beans and oatmeal. Every day. Beans, one meal of beans, one meal of oatmeal. Just keep building that shit up. You can build that shit up about a good 2 weeks, girl. You're gonna notice a difference. And you'll thank me later. Just drop it down in the comments, Sanya. Or you could DM me. Okay, girl. Okay, girl. Okay, girl. But yeah, girl, work out and thank me later. Excuse me. See, y'all done passed that shit through the motherfucking screen, right, man? So they having something called a buck off. So they dancing. Because they rehearsing for their buck off. That's just what I got. Okay. From that. And I don't know who won. And I don't think nothing that I felt too cared about happened. They just fine as shit. And that was nice to look at. Wait a minute. So they having dinner right now. And they're talking about how. Oh shit. Talking about how Bryce, you know, Kenya did a movie with Bryce called Twa. So that's very interesting because Bryce also did, you know, he did a project with Drew. You know, well, you know, because they're in Hollywood. And I'm talking about he was fine. And look, she said, they said, well, how you feel about Bryce? She said he was very fine 20 years ago. Okay. She ain't lying. Because I told you about that hit last week. Well, to this lady's jaw. And Josh Crooked, wait a minute. And Marlo's attitude was shitty from the get-go. You know, you just look at how she was looking. Like, I don't even know why Marlo was showing up because I love Nene, but you know how after a while Nene just wasn't having fun there no more. You know, it was like she didn't want to be there. So I didn't want to see Nene go when she left, but it did seem like she didn't want to be there. But because she didn't physically leave the show herself and say, hey, I quit, I stopped watching too. When those people that stopped watching that when Nene left. But yeah, Marlo, and girl, Marlo, nobody's going to boycott. Nobody's going to stop watching Bravo, Marlo, if you get kicked off. So I don't know what you are doing, girl. But if you really don't want to be there, you should have stayed home. Like, maybe you just tired of running for that peach, running behind that peach all the time. Now you got it, and it's happy, girl. You just tired of carrying it. Wait a minute. I don't really know, but that's what it's giving. Wait a minute. Yes, yeah, so I don't know if Bravo gave Marlo an extra check, handed her extra $50, $100. It was like, girl, here you go. You know, I don't know what happened in that moment. Okay, but that's child. She sat up there. She made a statement. The girl replied, and then you cut the fucking girl off, and then you talking about, you know, you need to keep it nice, girl. So maybe Bravo cut her a little extra deal that we don't know about for her just to be like the little shit starter and antagonizer. This season, okay, all right, move forward. So, I just wanted to mention that I do notice the growth in Kenya since she has become a mother. Because, you know, like, cause, you know, Marlo's being a buffoon right now on the table and shit. And I like that Kenya's, she's calmed down quite a bit. It's like in her spirit, there is a solidarity that is there now for her, that perhaps wasn't once. Can't clear the bitch up. Has a solidarity that's there now for her, and a peace, and that the child and motherhood brings for her. And I can tell, I can see that, and everybody is just coughing up a storm. Wait a minute. Okay, so it's a fundraiser for HBCU. So everybody there is expected to look as old as they looked, or as, you know, out of style as they looked, I guess. I mean, that's what the complaints was and the consensus was with the ladies. They was looking at, because Kenya told Mom, yeah, she could have kept her Missy Elliott dress on, jumpsuit on, you know, and then so that's what she said. That doesn't seem to be the consensus to me. So in this moment, they had a party and Kenya was chastising the girls about being late and shit. She left some of Monietta, and there's basically some of how, well, goddamn girl, this is like a goddamn, this party ain't no good and shit, you know, it's lackluster. And you put up a whole big ass fuss about it. So you know, they all went through. They all went through. THREW. Oh, is it though? You, it's charade. Damn it, man! I'm listening to charade. Wait a minute. Production got kicked out for some reason, and they started voguing. I don't know what the fuck that was about. Moving on. Oh gosh, Kenya's full of shit, and so is Bravo at this point. Y'all done tried to make it seem like that last scene was something really went down. So basically, they got kicked out the party because of production, because, you know, production, lights, camera, all this shit. So it was like, no, girl. And Kenya, the problem was Kenya obviously didn't, like, let them know ahead of time what the whole deal was, that, you know what I mean, that the actual Bravo people going to be there, because probably would have told her ass no. So... So they wind up getting kicked out. So the lady's like, damn, this is fucked up. So they want to confront Kenya. Kenya right off to the goddamn hotel room. But I think her baby is in there, because her baby was in there earlier when she was getting ready. So that was kind of out of line. See, they knocked on the door. That was one thing. Marlo started a group thing. See, group thing is very dangerous when one person does one thing and then other people follow and shit. But in any event, so Marlo, you know, she like, no, let's go up there. We're going to go see about her shit. I'm not going to do it. No, she ain't sleeping. So I'm up there, knocking the door. But then Marlo kicked the motherfucking door. So then Sheree went and kicked the motherfucking door. And then Marlo went back to the same position like, no, bitch. I'll be the one to take the fall for this shit. Because I don't like the bitch anyway. So by the time Kenya comes to the door, she made a shit probably because her baby probably rattled. You know what I'm saying? You don't mess with nobody's hell. So she said she calling the police. Lord have mercy, girl. Yeah. I cannot stand this. Throwing a rock, hiding hand, ho. I hate y'all. And that's enough of me waving my hand around back and forth around these corners about these people. And moving forward. I want to thank you for joining me. Don't forget to like the video, share the video, subscribe to the channel, and comment down below. I'll see you next time. Oh, and chill, please hit that motherfucking bell if you like Vanderpump Rules, because I done binge watched this motherfucking shit. I probably already said it, but I done binge watched that shit for the last 5 days, and it's going down. It's going down. Probably not tonight, because I'm about to go live about something else over on Princess Life, but all right, y'all. Bye.